This is Billy Alexander from Pinfall Wrestling Association, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
Welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that watches random wrestling, MMA, boxing, anything and everything they have on the Fight TV app. I am Finn Fish. I have a co-host. He's Mr. Fourth Row. What's going on, Mr. Fourth Row?
Oh, you know, this has been a busy week for me when it comes to professional wrestling. This past week, I attended here in Denver, Colorado, and Colorado in general. Went to the Lucha Libre and Laughs. It's a comedy show, wrestling show. It's really, really fun. They do comedy skits in between the matches. Very, very fun. And then this past weekend, not one, but two, the Rocky Mountain Pro events I attended in person. It was totally insane on Friday night. Great matches. Saturday, they kept bringing the heat at their events in the quarry in Golden, Colorado. It's just been a great, great week for me, personally, of attending all these shows in person this past week. How's your week been?
So hold on, do I still have heat backstage with the guys at Rocky Mountain Pro?
Well, you know, we did get named. It was named one specifically. So, as far as I can tell, I don't have any heat, but it's yet to be known. So we'll see how that rolls out in the future.
Oh man, okay. But for me, just a relaxed week. Didn't do too much. I have a big event next weekend, which is the Cauliflower Alley Club NWA Casino Royale show held at the Gold Coast in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a free event. It's during WWE Payback pay-per-view. So I'm going to have to skip that one to go watch this, but it's just going to be fun. I think it's going to be a fun event. You know what? The other week you were talking about something about a lumberjack. And then when I went on Fight, I actually was able to see a movie about a lumberjack.
Yeah,
it was
a lumberjack turned boxer.
Yeah, something. So I heard you talking about that, and then it was like right on the front page of Fight. It was like, okay, this is kind of odd. Why would this be up front on the front page? Weird.
Yeah.
But anyways, we have a great interview here coming up with none other than Billy Alexander of the PWA, Pinfall Wrestling Association. So I guess we're going to get right into that.
Yes, we're going to play our interview we had with him. After the interview, we are going to then review episode 1 of Pinfall Wrestling Television. So go ahead and enjoy this interview.
Welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that watches random wrestling events provided by the Fight app. And this week I got my co-host. He is none other than Mr. Forfro. What's going on?
Hey, not much. I'm actually on location at a convention that I'm volunteering for, so I'm hooked up with my iPad and my iPhone, so isn't technology great?
That it is. And we have a special guest today, Pinfall Wrestling's very own Billy Alexander. What's going on, Billy?
Hey, guys, how are we doing today? Billy Alexander is doing just fine. I hope you all had a great weekend. I know that PWA and Billy Alexander had a phenomenal weekend. It's just going to get even better coming this next weekend and the next couple of months.
That is good. So, Billy, where did you get your start with Pinfall Wrestling and wrestling in general?
Well, I mean, I'm just like any other person out there. I had aspirational dreams and wanted to look forward to the bright lights, the stars. I wanted to be inside of a squared circle or part of the squared circle business in one way or another. My dream came to me when I was, you know, coming out of kindergarten. You know how they line you up at graduation and they're like, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you hear, well, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a nurse or a policeman or fireman or astronaut. And then they get to me, it's me, and they ask me what I want to be when I grow up. And I said, I want to be your professional wrestler. Whole auditorium of people thought it was funny. They chuckled, they laughed, had a good time at my expense. Fast forward all these years later. 2013 came around, a friend of mine says, hey man, you got nothing going on this weekend, you might go check out this wrestling show. And I'm like, hey, yeah, sure, why not, let's go. And I walk in the door, and I see all these familiar faces that I already knew from previous shows. They were all with another company around this area. So I went up, introduced myself, told who I was. Kind of got in the business then as just kind of an on-site reporter for a website that I was doing some work for. And it kind of went from there. It grew. I did everything you could think of inside of this company so far. I was a referee. I was part ownership. I've done just about anything that you can think of and all that. So I went from being the low man of the totem pole to where I stand today as a broadcast journalist. Part-time commentator. I mean, I have my own show on YouTube called Inside the Locker Room, where I do special interviews with the talent throughout PWA. So, I mean, I've done exactly what everybody else wanted to do. They wanted to dream of being in this business one way or another. And so far, I mean, I've kind of done it all. I mean, there's a few things left that I want to do. That's where I'm standing now, is the broadcast journalist for PWA, and I am your host for Pinfall Television each and every single Monday night at 7 p.m. streaming right across the Fight TV app.
And how did you get started with Fight? I mean, we cover only companies that are on Fight. And how did you get on Fight? What was the process of being on Fight?
Well, I mean, the process that I had to go through was I was actually talking with another promoter that ran out of Indiana, and I just happened to ask him, you know, all the information about it because, you know, he had mentioned some things about it. So I asked him, and we kind of hit that business relationship where he kind of gave me some info, I could kind of give him some info back and forth, and he gave me the guy to call. So I gave this guy a call, told him who I was, told him what we have, what I wanted out of it. And so he sent me an email with every bit of the description of what he can do or what they could do for PWA and what I could do for them to help bring it to almost a national standing, for certain areas.
Right.
It took a little while, some back and forth, negotiations. I presented all this to the rest of the owners and said, look, this is what I have. This is my vision right now. You're always talking about how you want to put your product in front of somebody with a bigger scope of an audience. You want your product in front of bigger and better things and more eyes. Well, this right here is our opportunity. This is what I have. This is negotiated that I have ready to go. I need your okay. I want your blessings. I need your signatures. Let's get this done and get it done. So after, like I said, a few weeks, about a month or two, everything was set. The papers were signed. To finalize the negotiated deal between Fight TV, Billy Alexander, and PWA at the end of December. We broadcast our very first episode, which was March 27th. And as you know, and a few other people know, there's always a little hiccup on everything that starts right off the bat out of the cage when you open the pen. Luckily, they were on it instantly. Noticing that the issue didn't happen, they went right in, fixed it, we got it all fixed up. Within the next morning, the episode was streaming right across Fight TV, and it's been perfect ever since. So, I mean, it was just phone calls, emails. It was me selling the product of Pinfall Wrestling Association to Fight TV, for them to say, I like it, here's what we want to do, what do you think, and let's make it happen. And as you know now, tomorrow night is episode 5. So, I mean, it's growing. It's slowly growing. It's that snowball.
It started all the way up at the top of the mountain. It's slowly getting bigger as it rolls down. It hits and crashes into the Rune Village.
Right. So, tell us a little bit about how you guys run your events, and then do you, like, break them up into, you know, hour chunks, 45-minute chunks, to then make episodes for Fight TV?
Right. So what we did was we took our very first show of 2017 here in January, which is each and every single month at Lanphier High School here in Springfield. So we recorded the entire show, which usually runs 7 to 10, give or take of what we have going on. Sometimes we get done a little early or sometimes a little later. But that's how everything goes. So we take the one show with two different camera angles, and we decide to go in and break each show every month into four episodes. So our January show literally became episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
So we add 3 matches each show. We try to put 2 of the current matches from that show, and we try to throw an archive match in so people get the look at PWA from the past. And, of course, you know, there's the other stuff involved in there with myself, my special co-host each week. We have backstage segments, backstage promos. We have wrestler profiles. I mean, if you haven't seen it, I suggest you go and download the app. Get on your computer. You know, wherever you have to get it from so you can watch, you can see what it is. So that's how we did it, was we took one show, broke it as 4 episodes, and that's how it's going to roll from then on each and every single month that we have a show.
Okay, very, very cool.
And then I watched the first episode, and that's the episode we're going to review here later on. But I did like the post-match interviews. It was just a camera and a guy talking about his wins and losses. Well, who came up with that? Because that's a very good idea, I think.
Well, I'm not going to stand here live over the podcast and take 100% credit for this, because this wasn't all my doing, okay? So I'm going to say that the 50% of this was me doing the fact of negotiating a business deal to get us on Fight. The other half of this, which you see each and every single week on Fight TV for Pinfall Television, goes out to the man behind the scenes with me. That is none other than Zero Hype Guy Smith, who does all the editing, who does all the camera work, who puts in the countless hours in the studio to come up with these concepts of segments. He came to me with a vision of his and said, "This is my vision of what I want Fight TV show to be like. I want to take the wrestling, and I want to take archived, and I want to take stuff like you used to watch back in the day, old WCW style, old NWA style, where they used to come out, do their little interview or their little promo area or whatever it was right there, and then you heard the crowd, you heard the noise, because the ring was only 30 feet away from, you know, the guys and the commentators, you know, back in the old days." And that's the feel and the presence that he wanted to put. He wanted to take it old school. He wanted to kind of go back and throw it all together so that when you come on here, you're like, "Oh, hey, you know, my name is so-and-so, blah, blah, blah." And then you go into some wrestling, and you come back and you have this with a person, you have that with a person, you have some more wrestling. So Pinfall Television, the back half of it all comes from Zero Hype Guy Smith himself. It's all coming out of his brain. It's coming out of his vision on how he wanted this show to go. I'm just there to pinpoint and say, "I'm Billy Alexander, and this is what you're about to see." And we work together. We put it together. We spend countless hours each and every single week. I mean, as a matter of fact, tomorrow night, I'm going back in the studio with Zero Hype Guy Smith and another special co-host that I'm not going to put out there tonight. You'll have to wait until episode 6 next week to see. This is coming out to do some things with us as well. We can get episode 6 ready to go by Wednesday. Throw it up to Fight TV so they can have it out for next Monday. So that's how this concept, that's how all this came about. It came from his vision. I just went with what he wanted, and through my personality, my energy, and all that stuff on top of it, we put it together. And I'm hoping that not only since you've seen the first episode, you liked what you saw and you continue to watch and see what you see and like what you see, I'm hoping everybody else out there has caught on to see this as well. And then stuff like that. I've only received one feedback from one person. And this person nitpicked everything from second one all the way to 52:18, the very last second of credits. Literally a 9-paragraph Facebook message to me one day. Like, cool. It was 5th through 7th. And I'm like, that's your opinion. Thank you for your criticism. Because I'm going to take what you said here and use that to put my energy even more into it and give you the next episode to make it 10 times better than what you saw. So you only nitpick 2 paragraphs.
And then, like on our show, we do a little bit of nitpicking, but we go back later. We don't just jump on one episode. We do check out, like, episode, maybe your 10th episode or your 20th episode to see how things have changed, if they're still the same. So, you know, hopefully he could change for the better if whatever he thought was wrong. I thought it was a pretty good episode, given what I got, you know, only one episode I got to see. And I like the guys, I like that they got to speak. They got to, you know, get a little bit of the backstage, you know, I get to know them a little bit more, being right. It's their first episode ever, either way.
Right. Yes. And I also like, personally, seeing the archive match, because that's something different that we have not seen necessarily when you have a, for example, you're having your current storyline and you're doing your match, but then you're going, hey, this is, you know, we're going to go throw it to the archive. We've seen episodes where they've done, like, all archive because it's like a compilation or something like that. But this was kind of cool to see that it was a current and an archive. So, I mean, I definitely want to give you guys a thumbs up on that. I really like that. Something STD, something totally different. So, yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I went on to Fight TV. I found this a while back after I talked to the promoter. So I decided to go and watch some of the stuff on Fight TV. It was what we do. All the independent professional wrestling from all around. And I found some episodes of companies who I know very well. And the talent that I know very well, who I've either worked with in previous companies or been on a show with somewhere around, not only just Illinois, but everywhere else here. And I watched them. And I watched, you know, a couple of their episodes, back to back, back to back. And then I found another one to watch. So I did my research on how they present themselves on Fight TV, how they make their show. And then I went to Guy Smith and said, well, this is how so-and-so runs their type of show, and this is what they run. He looked at me and he says, "Well, hold on, Billy. I haven't watched anything on Fight TV, so I don't see in my head what you're telling me, because I don't want to see what they all want to do. I want to focus 100% on what we're about to do, and let it go out there, and let all them see how we present our product for them to go, oh crap, maybe we should change a little something. Wow, I've never seen something like that. It's awesome because." There's a company I watch each week that literally is nothing but just wrestling. I mean, they have wrestling and they have the comedy. There's nothing else. I only know their product because I know the people involved. I've worked with them for a couple of years prior to another company. I know them on a personal level. Other than that, I know nothing about their company. I know nothing of their storyline. I don't know what's going on. I just know so-and-so wrestled so-and-so, and it was 4 or 5 matches, and the show's over. With us, as you were explaining, you get everything. You get the old school feel. You get to know the wrestlers personally each and every single week. You get to see the struggle of their storyline or their direction, whether it's going as high as a skyscraper or as going as far in a hole as to reach China. I mean, that's the product we're presenting. We're wanting people to see what it is like. And we're going to throw a little backspin in the inside so you kind of see just a little bitty smidge of what really goes on in an independent professional wrestling company, kind of backstage, but also up in front.
Mm-hmm. And where is Pinfall Wrestling taped? Where is that exactly?
Pinfall Wrestling Association is centrally located in Springfield, Illinois. That is our home base of operations for each and every single show out of Lanphier High School. Our training facility and office is located out of Auburn,
Illinois, which is about 20 minutes south from here. It's set up to literally have all front office in the up part, and then you get into the gymnasium piece of it, or the back part of the building. You have a full workout area so the guys can get all their calisthenics in, get their workouts in. And we have the ring set up each every single week back there, so they have the in-ring work all the time. And then the whole back area is nothing but pinball studio.
Okay. And it's at the gymnasium at this high school. And one of our little nitpicks on the show, which you guys didn't do, is you guys actually raised the basketball hoop. that's just one of our little pet peeves on the show, that we can see the basketball hoop. But I'm glad you guys raised it up or got it out of the way, because we want to see the in-ring action, which was great. I think I seen Roscoe, and I forget the other guy's name. That was a very good match. I like the dynamics of that storyline that was happening.
You're speaking of the first episode with Roscoe and Bradley Stevens III.
Yeah, Bradley Stevens III. What a great name. But
the gymnasium, I mean, when we first signed the deal to go there, you know, we scoped it out and saw how we wanted to do it, kind of what we wanted to set up for each show. That them raising the basketball hoops out of the way, that actually is on the school itself. You look at it, like, we're going to move this out of the way, one, for safety, just in case, and two, so we can give you the full aspect of the view when recordings happen. So, I mean, that's kind of I kind of like the idea they did. I mean, I didn't want to leave them in the way or have them in the way. Some of the guys were kind of like, oh, hey, you know what, at this show we could do this, and maybe I could do like this such and such off the basketball hoop. And I'm like, no, you're not. It's going to stay where it is.
So how here's a good question. How receptive was the school to you guys, you know, first wanting to hold your events there?
Well, I'm not going to put any names out, because you never know who's listening. You never know who you might step on. But there used to be a company here in Springfield many years ago that ended their lifespan career of their company in that gymnasium. I don't know all 100% details. I only know so many. There was internal issues between that said company and the school district at the time.
Okay.
End of that company, it died. It's gone. It's over with. How we kind of got involved was there was a gentleman by the name of Rob Handy. He is a head of the Lanfear High School, the softball teams and you know, like the fundraising. And he's a very instrumental piece in Lanfear when it comes to stuff like this. He reached out to a friend that he knew and said, hey, we're looking at a possibility of wanting to bring wrestling back to Lanfear. And I know so-and-so's not around no more. Do you know a company here close that I can talk to? That said person instantly called me and said, hey, you need to call this guy. Here's his number. You need to call him right now as soon as you hang up. I'm like, okay. I made the phone call. He told me what he wanted. I told him what we had. We set up the meeting. We presented. We sold. We put the company up in front of the school board, in front of Lanfear, in front of the everybody that's the head officials that was involved in the process of this, and said, this is who we are. This is what we do. This is what you want. And this is what we can do for you. And like I said earlier, it took a little bit. We threw a half a year's worth of dates. They confirmed that they were all open for us. We hit the first 6 months in the school. Huge success. Very, very receptive. I mean, they helped with advertising the school. They let us bring the flyers in. They put the flyers in. They had the girls from the softball team or the volleyball team or whoever it is come in. They run concessions. You know, so they get a little bit out of this at the same time as not only just watching something they've probably never seen or something they know of, but they get something back to the school. So, you know, we don't just go in. It's kind of, they classify it as kind of like a fundraising type thing each and every single month. So we come in, we put our show on, and then the Lanfear concessions, or Ron Handy and them, they get a percentage of certain stuff that we have, and we give that to them each and every single month. That's just to help them, but it's also a thank you for him going to bat with us on certain things to get pro wrestling back in Landfear for 100%.
Well, awesome. That sounds like you guys have a great partnership with that.
Right, and it's something that we've been doing. Like I said, we're working on like our fourth year in Landfear. You know, things change each and every single month. Things change every time. You know, there's always things you got to go back over, discuss certain things. You know, so you're always kind of rehashing each time. But as it sits right now, yes, it's a very great relationship that we've been working on. I know there's some changes about to come on certain things. That's something to cover at a later time.
Okay.
And I see that your vision for this company is to move up and up and up, which is good. A lot of people get complacent. And then it seems like even with now YouTube, you guys are on YouTube, but that the moderations are going to go away. You know anything about that, you know, for your company?
Right. I've done some research on it. I've read the articles. I've seen, you know, the thing about it is we didn't really, I don't know if my original editor had done this, but a lot of the stuff that we have on YouTube, I don't know without going back through it, because I did not want any access to the YouTube page itself except for posting. I didn't want to have to deal with any other stuff because I do too much as it is anyway. So I don't know if anything he's ever posted has ever been, you know, set up to where, you know, pennies can come to PWA on it at all. A lot of it we did was for the fans who, one, could never be there or who missed something. We always wanted to put something fresh out there, whether it was just an interview, promo, something to lead into the next show. Our own YouTube show, Turnbuckle TV, we've been doing that we had. My show, Inside the Locker Room. Just extra stuff for the fans. So they can click on it, they can look it up and be like, oh man, you know, I remember when so-and-so did this interview with, what's his name, and this happened, and it all went, you know, hell broke loose, next show, and that's just something that we gave for the fans so they had some more to it and bring more eyes to the product at the same time. So we still use YouTube on certain things. We changed a few things for our YouTube stuff because I've been so busy with other things. I'm at fault. I have not done any current Inside the Locker Room interviews. There hasn't been any current Turnbuckle TV episodes. There was issues that we had to change some things there. With everything that's gone now, I put all my focus into Fight TV for Pinfall Television since the dotted line is signed. And that's where my direction, my mind, my energy, everything I have is right toward Pinfall Television at this time. Now, to say that we'll never use YouTube again, I'm not going to say that because I'm sure we'll use it for something. Not sure what we want to do there just yet with the two shows that we have and the other stuff that we can use. Right now, stepping up that ladder with everything that we have done with coming back to Landfear, the training academy, the two YouTube shows, everything we've been doing, you know, we've branched. We're not only in Springfield. We've got our own territory. And now Fight TV. We have literally went from setting the ladder up and climbing the first three rungs to where with Fight TV and where we're going to go beyond this is what we're looking at. We are literally on the very top two rungs of this ladder, ready to step up to the top and claim that we've reached the very top of where we want to go. And then climb even higher. So, yeah. I mean, if there's a ladder even bigger than we're already on, then that's the next thing that we're looking at. We're looking at setting that ladder up and climbing those rungs as well.
Yeah, and you even got to make it on What's on Fight.
I mean, everything's there. It's everybody involved, no matter where it is, whether it's the smallest person all the way down to where all they're doing is handing a flyer to somebody on the street, to the person where we're at today, which with Fight TV, with myself and Zero Hype Guy Smith and the co-hosts. Everybody is instrumental in this puzzle that we call Pinfall Wrestling Association. And without everybody involved, rolling on a huge cycle at 100% at the same time, the puzzle would lose a piece, or two, or three.
but would be picked right back up by someone else and shoved right back in to complete it to where it stays where it is. That's what we're planning on doing, is keeping that puzzle together no matter what.
And was Fight TV your only alternative? Did you try Flow Slam or any other entities like that?
I actually reached out to another company. I believe they're based out of Florida. Talked to them about streaming. Told him where we were, what I wanted out of it. He told me what he could offer me. But he also offered me a pretty penny that I would have to pay. And I'm like, that's not something we're comfortable with at this time. That's not something that we can deal with at this time. But I appreciate it. I didn't check into Flow Slam, and I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I'm just saying at the time I had checked into Fight TV, and with everything I've seen so far, I very, very much like exactly what's happening and where the relationship is. Now, I do know that the relationship that we have with Fight TV is a short-term contract, how you start, unless you go full bore, like probably like a few of the bigger shows that are on there. They probably have a huge deal. But for us, it's a short-term deal to see how it runs, how it works, to see where it goes from there. And then I have a choice to sign another agreement to make it a longer deal, or possibly look for another avenue, but I'm not going to step to that bridge just yet. I'm going to keep around that on the first part of this bridge, keep it all flowing out just like it needs to be. Because everybody's on board, everybody's on point right now. And you always know when you make that one little quarter turn change, everybody goes, oh, I don't know what to do. So you do know what to do. You just have to accept that you got to step right a little quick.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I know that personally, I like us, and I like you guys on the Fight TV app, and I hope our listeners do as well. I'm really excited to see your guys' progression. So it's, kind of nice to see a nice new promotion there on Fight TV. So.
Right. And you want to make sure you do it in sync. You want to go episode one, episode two, three, four, five, so on and so on.
Right.
I mean, it's your choice if you want to jump from episode one to episode five tomorrow and then go back. But if you do that, and you're an avid, you're one of them wrestling fans, always wants to keep on point with what's going on, you're gonna get yourself confused. You're gonna be like, well, wait a minute, I just seen on episode one so and so was doing this, but yeah, now on episode five, well, then I need to go back and watch two, three, four.
Exactly. Right,
you're gonna keep in sync.
Right, they're gonna miss the storyline you guys are trying to tell.
Right, you're gonna miss out on the first part of the book. You're gonna miss out on the middle of the book, and then you're gonna miss the climax, which is the ending. And then you're gonna be like, oh crap, I need to go back and read the preface.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I do like that. So far, I mean, once you guys started, Fight has changed a little bit of their stuff around. You guys have technically your own channel now where you could just click on Pinfall Wrestling and it gets all the episodes right in order. So we don't have to hunt around or look around, chase you guys down. It's there. They promote you every week that I see, upcoming episodes and stuff like that, even further down the line. So I do like that you guys are on. I mean, right, the second you guys are on, we came after you guys to see, just to tell you we'll be watching because we watch everything.
Right.
Yeah. So, I would be remiss if I did not ask you this question. So, besides your own promotion, what other promotions do you enjoy on the Fight TV app?
As long as I don't get in trouble for saying names without permission, each and every single week, because I'm a wrestling fan. I have been since I was 2 years old. My first match I watched was Hulk Hogan, King Kong Bundy, Saturday Night Main Event. So when I was a kid, that was my very first time watching pro wrestling on TV. And any kid to see something that sparks their mind, they're like, I like this. Mm-hmm. So I grew with the wrestling times. I watched everything I could get my hands on. I grew up watching everything on TV all the way to today where we are right now. But I enjoy each and every single week, and I don't do it in order. so I always go back. That's the best part I like about the on demand.
Yes.
I do watch Ring of Honor.
Okay.
I only catch certain parts of, I believe they're called Impact Wrestling now.
Oh, yeah. They have those.
Right, their highlights. Their highlights and their special things they put on there.
Right. Like, I kind of fell off watching that program, that company a while back when pretty much everybody left and they revamped again. But I do catch some of the stuff. And then some of the smaller promotions I watch because I know the talent. So I do watch, New Wave Pro. I do watch, a few of the things from, Throwback Wrestling. I do watch a few episodes of Fully Loaded. And then there's some other ones out there I haven't watched yet, but I plan on starting. But I want to kind of get caught up on a few of these other ones first, so I'm kind of right up to par with where they're at on episodes. I kind of know what's going on. And then I'll dig back into the on-demand, and I'll start watching Championship Hollywood, I believe, out of Florida, I think it's called. And then there's a few other ones that I like to try to check out as well.
Which ones?
I watch other things on Fight TV besides
right. Which ones kind of have your eye? I'm just kind of curious. If one of them might be one of my local promotions or Finn's local promotions.
I believe it's ICW. Is that right?
Oh, ICW okay. is good.
They're insane.
Right, and then there's a few other ones I just kind of scrolled past. I would have to pull up my app and go through them real fast to get them off the top of my head. But I mean, I really want to check out some ICW. I've read a lot of stuff about them. I used to catch snippets of their stuff on the internet or wherever I could get my hands on it. And every promotion has a different way of producing the product, no matter what it is.
Yes.
Right.
You're going to have the promotion that is right up in your face, right next to your nose, and you can smell it. The promotion that steps back enough to where you have to see it with glasses. And you got the promotions that are so far away that you have to look for it with binoculars. And then all of a sudden that one or two times it hits you in the face and then fall back at you. I mean, everybody does it different. No matter what the product is, how it's produced, it's a product that everybody should be proud of no matter what, because not everybody in the world loves professional wrestling like everybody who's involved in professional wrestling. A lot of people look at it in the wrong way, look down on it, or whatever their attitude is for it. It's a business that everybody that wants to be in it will find a way to be a part of. And if not, then that's fine with us. No hard feelings. So I like to watch a few other things out there, and I'm going to pick up on a few extras. I just can't pull the names off the top of my head. ICW was on the top of my head because that's something I want to start watching this next week.
Right. Yeah, some of those names that you mentioned, some things we have reviewed here on What's on Fight, so we can definitely agree with you that they are definitely eye-catching.
And then when you got to watch your first episode on Fight, what was the feeling? How did that feel to you?
When it first hit, I literally counted down on Facebook between all of our pages that we use. So the fans knew, here it comes. I even went and did a live video on trying to help some people find a way to find the Fight TV app on their devices, whether it was smartphones, tablets, computer, and some other things, which at the time when I did it, it wasn't working for me at the time, so
I don't know.
I knew that you could go to the Apple Store or the Android Store. That was the two biggest ones I kept pushing. So here I am, I've got my computer hooked to my TV, big old flat screen across my wall, and my wife's here ready to go because she knows how much I'm all over this and how excited I was. So she was excited to see how it went. Here it came, it counted down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know, and then it went right in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Billy Alexander, and we are Pinfall Wrestling Association. Right into who we were, you saw a little snippet of this, and then you seen Jake Lander die suicide style, out of the ring, onto Derek Moss, into a pile of chairs, and it stopped. And I thought, okay, stream issue, not an issue, it's just an internet connection.
Right.
Nothing happened. And it kept going. And I could see the chat room on my stream blowing up, with everybody watching going, what the hell happened? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
I'm texting Fight TV tech support. I'm like, hey, someone needs to pay attention to what's going on, yada yada. I couldn't get anything. My wife wasn't able to take her tablet and fast forward, and it jumped right in to about the 12:09, 12:15 mark, and you could hear myself and my co-host at the time doing commentary, which happened to be Bradley Stevens from Oscar at the time. But when it jumped, it went right to the end of their match. You missed 12 and a half minutes of action. We couldn't figure out what happened. So instantly, I called and I was like, this needs to be fixed. Here's our issue. I'm working on my end. I made a post publicly to let everybody know that we were having technical difficulty streaming. And as soon as it gets fixed, everybody will know. It'll be right back up to the sea. So I'm standing there like a little kid in a candy store for the very first time, getting ready to have his very first Godstopper, going, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. And I'm like, wait a minute. What happened? So I had happy emotions running through me. I had excitement running through me. If my wife had taken a video and would post, you could see me literally kind of dancing on my toes. And then it's just like, ugh. And all the breath was taken out of me when it shot. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I've done nothing but promote and advertise and push. I've shoved it down everybody's throat, and this happens. Luckily, everybody was very receptive to what happened. They know, look what happened to the WWE Network. I hope I don't get in trouble here. When they first hit, and I was one of those millions of people, the very first night it launched, and got on there and started looking around, and it crashed. Okay? Everything happens like that. So when there's one certain thing, there's always going to be that bug that needs to be fixed. And now that I personally was a part of something where that happened, I know every single time now when it comes on, and I sit there with my hands crossed going, good, it's gone. I was jumping through the roof when it was fixed instantly. So when I sat and watched the very first episode, because it's a whole different aspect when you're doing it, and then you sit back to watch what you just did. You sit there to yourself and say, I'm going to change that wording next time. I don't like the way that works. We're going to change the lighting on this part of it. I nitpicked myself, but I didn't nitpick myself to the point where I drove myself crazy. But I was relieved that it finally came to something we put our heart and soul into so much that it finally hit, and there it was on a huge scale for everybody in the world to see that has this app and go, oh. Now just sit back with feedback.
Yeah, and I remember that instance. I don't know why. I just remember that. And it fixed it pretty quickly because I went to watch it Monday night, and it wouldn't play. But by Tuesday, it was working perfectly fine. So I do remember that event that it wasn't playing properly, which is the first time it ever happened on Fight. Every time I watch something, it's always played through. I thought it was my laptop as well. I was like, what's going on here? It's not playing this. It started. Yeah.
And we let everybody know that if they were just to skip forward, they could at least watch the rest of the episode. But Fight TV, tech was on it, everybody was on working. And as soon as we get the okay, it was 8 o'clock the next morning, Keith called me and he says, it's fixed. Here it is. I sat right there before I went to work. I watched the entire episode to make sure it was perfectly fine from 1 second to the last second. And I'm like, it's good. I took the link, posted it out, and said, here it is, folks. Enjoy. I'm off to work.
All right. Very,
no, go ahead.
Very, very cool. Yeah, I was saying, very cool. You know, that's one thing we actually got to interview the COO, Mike Weber, and we do get that impression that these guys are on top of it, and they just enjoy this product. I mean, and we enjoy it too, of course. So,
But looks like we're going to just wrap it up here, Mr. Alexander. Any plugs you want to give us or anything so we can, you know, where we can find you and find anything else?
Sure can. Bear with me. There's a little bit of them here.
That's all right.
You can go to Facebook.com and you can search Pinfall Wrestling Association. Pull up our main Facebook page. It's always got everything up to date on there. See some old stuff from way back in the day. You're always going to see our flyers. You're going to see some old interviews. You'll see some old videos. You'll know what's currently going on right now. Today I posted pictures from our wrestling event that we did with our local sponsor here of Spiral Out Tattoo and Body Piercing. We had an Ink for Autism 2 this past weekend. I brought the ring up with the boys. We did a little bit of a wrestling show for the fans that were there to kind of keep their minds off of having to wait a little while, you know, in line to get their puzzle piece tattoos. So some of them pictures are posted. So that's the that's what I mean by so current. That was posted this morning. So Facebook.com, Pinfall Wrestling Association. You can look at YouTube.com / PWA Springfield. That's going to have a lot of old stuff on there as well. You can find us on Twitter. You guys distracting me. No, I'm just kidding. There it is. You can find us on Twitter.com and it's / PWA SPFLD, short for PWA Springfield. You can also, our website is www.pinballwrestlingspringfield.net. Now, on our website, we'll have current information on the front page, event information of where our events are going to be for the next show, location, time-wise, and flyer. You have a section where you can see current roster members. We have pictures of current roster members, champions, or tag teams, the rest of the roster. Some of the girls we've had in. We have past guest section on there, so you can see some of the past guests we've had in PWA. So I'm going to get to one more of those in a second as well. So there's all kinds of avenues out there, but the newest avenue, that's why we're here today, is none other than Pinfall Television, each and every single Monday night, 7 p.m. streaming on the Fight app. If you don't have it, get it downloaded. Or check us on Facebook. You'll find a link each and every single week to bring you to it so you can watch everything we bring from Springfield, Illinois, or wherever we're at today. But like I was saying, speaking of guests and territories we run Springfield, Illinois. We run Jacksonville, Illinois. We run Beardstown, Illinois. We do Auburn, Illinois. Athens, Illinois. I mean, we're kind of in our small own little territory where we've just made one gigantic circle each and every single time. We do festival shows. We've done kids' birthday parties. We do just about anything that's what we can do and the person needs. We can try and accommodate it for it, and PWA will be there. The next two biggest shows for PWA, one, is a very emotional show coming up this coming Saturday night, April 29th. It is the 4th annual Toga Steve Memorial Tournament. And this year, it will be a tag team tournament again this year where the best tag teams in Central Illinois will be in this tournament and fight through a whole tournament all night long to have their names carved on the illustrious Toga Steve plaque that hangs at the Pinfall Academy office, along with names of winners such as Zero Hype Guy Smith, winners such as the young thriller Derek Moss. Last year's winners were the Alliance, which was Jonathan Magnus and Michael Shard. And this year, and I can't even tell you what's going to happen this year. There's just so much going on. It's a very emotional show for a lot of us involved. Toga Steve was a very personal, a lot of the guys, see those circumstances has taken them away from all of us at a young age. And so we decided to give back, and this is what we do each and every year. We inducted Toga to the Hall of Fame last year. We presented it to his mom and his dad and his family. So that's something that we do each and every year, and it's something very special to us. And that's April 29th, live in Lanphier High School here in Springfield, Illinois. But as I said, special guests, May 20th, live, Springfield, Illinois, Lanphier High School, is none other than the Grand Wrestling Spectacle 7. And this year's guest is none other than former WWE Tag Team Champion, 11-time Tag Team Champion, former Hardcore Champion, former King of the Ring himself, part of one of the most influential groups of the Attitude Era ever, is none other than Billy Gunn coming to PWA Springfield May 20th.
Woo, that's great. I like all that. Well, once again, Billy, thanks for wanting to be on What's on Fight. Hopefully we can get you on again, you know, in a couple weeks or so, see how things are picking up with you, but
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. I know we've taken a little bit of time trying to get together due to my busy schedule and everything that's been going on. I almost didn't make it today, but I got here. It's there. I do appreciate it. Anybody that ever wants to talk to Bill Alexander, I am so glad to sit down, have a conversation with him about what we do in PWA. And this is just the next step when I get to do it here on What's on Fight. You guys have been very good today, very great to me. You guys flip right around, retweet whatever I tweet when I got you. I mean, you guys are on it. It's a pleasure. And I appreciate it. I thank you very much. And you got a way to contact me anytime you want to talk. I got to send me a message.
All right. Thank you again.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming on. And you also going to let you know you're our first broadcaster that we have had on here on What's on Fight. So you get another distinction there.
I'll make sure I put that in my resume. And the rest of this, I'm the very first broadcast journalist to be interviewed on What's on Fight right here.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
Yep. All right. Once again, thanks to Billy Alexander for coming on and doing a, you know, getting us an interview and all that. Maybe after he hears a review of our show, he might have some heat with us, but.
Yeah.
But, great guy, you know, you can tell his passion in wrestling and the steps he took to get this far, so.
Right. Yeah. And it was, great to finally get our, schedules synchronized so that we can get him on. We have been working on getting him on for a long time, like he had mentioned. And it was a great interview. Like I said, our very first, the broadcaster for PWA. So that was very fun to hear his perspective about his journey through the business.
Okay, and then let's start this review of Pinfall Television Episode 1. And we open with Billy Alexander. Welcoming us to the PWA. We have Roscoe, and the first match will be Roscoe versus Bradley Stevens III. What a great name.
Yes.
When you add numbers to names, it makes it awesome to me.
Yeah, they both are doing promos to start up the match, like we had mentioned with the interview. They're doing those backstage segments right there before the match, so definitely like that old school feel.
Yeah, Bradley Stevens is supposed to be from Las Vegas. I've never seen this guy before, but yeah, he's built from Las Vegas. It's pretty awesome. But I mean, this is the first match. This is the first match on Fight, and I got slightly confused with Roscoe and his character and everything. He can't beat Bradley Stevens III at all, or something. But I don't know. But right off the bat, in this first opening match, we get our famous basketball hoop, which we, you know, as you heard, we talked to Billy about. And they moved it up and out of the way for us.
Yay!
just for us, right?
Yeah.
And this is, the cameras are great. High def or something.
Right, yeah. I thought the video and the colors looked really good, really vibrant. Everything really pops there on my screen. So it was nice to see. The sound was really good, too. When they mixed in the sound from when they recorded the wrestling, and then when they dubbed in the commentators' voiceovers, Everything seemed to mix really, really good. So I'm definitely going to give PWA kudos on that.
Yeah, a lot of aesthetic pleasing stuff. I mean, we knew this was in a high school gym, but it's a great sound.
Yes.
A great sound, a great look. I just didn't I didn't understand Roscoe's thing, his idea in this match. Every time he went for a pin, he wants the ref to count faster. It was just like the first pin, he got upset the ref wasn't counting quick enough. So I don't know if the ref was cheating him before or that. That's the feeling I had gotten.
Yeah, it was tough. It just, yeah.
Because I'm like, but, he's the only pinned him once. Why is he, like, telling the ref to, you know, and he's not the heel. Usually the heel does that. But right. He did tell him that he can't beat him. He'll never beat him. So I guess every time he pinned him, he wanted to beat him. So the psychology was slightly confusing to me, but it was pretty good. And then a commentary, we have Billy as well. Yeah, this guy's everywhere, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, Billy with his commentator who's joining him was Jake Lander.
Yes. Yeah. Can't mess that one up. I'm going to call him Jacob Lander. Guess he's a heel. That would be a pretty smooth name. But Roscoe hits a big-time springboard Vader bomb that you thought was out of this world.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked that little spinning extra added on to the Vader bomb, so, and that was kind of cool that they had mentioned that, so give him a little shout out to old school.
Yeah, yeah. But eventually we get just rolling to the finish. We see Bradley Stevens the third. But hitting a rather changing fist from the top.
Rather charming fists.
Oh, Rather Charming.
His full name is Rather Charming Bradley Stevens the third. So that's his finishing move is a Rather Charming fist from the top rope, and he gets the pin and the win.
And I did like this. The commentators going over the match afterwards. So that's pretty cool. You know, getting in psychology and you know, giving us a little bit more of the story because I didn't understand the story. That much, you know. This is the first episode, you know, right off the bat. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's really nice seeing this different take on this, where they're analyzing the match right after, you know, kind of giving a little bit of extra flavor to, you know, the match, the storyline. So, I mean, I definitely liked it. It's something we haven't seen. It's really, you know.
Yeah, we brought that up as well with him. And then we get the young thriller, Derek Moss, kind of promo, doing a little bit of talking. They put this dude over. Holy jeez.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this guy's the champ of all champs. I was like, okay, this the man. This is the guy of their promotion. This is their... I mean, that's the way it came off to me. I don't know if he was, but then we get a promo or one-on-one talking time with Bradley Stevens, and he's just going over his win over Roscoe, telling him, "Yeah, you never was going to beat me anyway." So,
yeah, like I said, that was something, you know, going back to the old school, you know, kind of like that post match. You know, I kicked his butt.
Now I like these because it's like it's a lot of lighting. It's not. It makes it seem like it is a spot for a promo. Like this is where you go to talk. Like in the what do you call those things? Like in reality TV, they go in the booths or something like that.
Yeah.
So they just randomly catch them backstage. You guys go in here and talk about, you know, your match or whatever. I do like that aspect instead of just random camera in the back where you're getting dressed or get a cup of water. Yeah.
Yeah, catching them before they get back to the entryway, you know, where they're still huffing. Instead, they can take a little time, get set, and cut the promo. So, yeah, it's definitely good. I like it.
In our next matchup of the night, We have, what was that? Well, I skipped something. No, oh, there we are. No, I went to the main event.
So we have Brian Ely versus Sage Ramsey.
There we go. Ah, he took my gimmick. And you look like he took Gordon Ramsay's gimmick. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Sage Ramsey, if he was a chef, just talk. He's gonna be, oh man, that's a bad joke. But that'd be pretty dope if there was a chef in wrestling. Where he beats you, throws pepper in your eye and salt and all that.
Then you could use that, you know. He's assaulting him. Yeah.
But just to play off the Ramsay names.
Yeah.
But this was a really, you know, decent match. Not too much.
Yeah. Both the wrestlers were a little bit bigger guys, so they had a nice solid pounding ground match. It was, you know, it was good to see. They did what they had to do in this match, and I thought it came off pretty decently. We did have the president of PWA, Anton Archive, at ringside with Ramsey, who got involved in the match a lot.
Yeah. So, man, president can't just sit down for once. Every president's messing up, right? Okay. Yeah, like I said, it's a pretty decent, you know, solid match. And, you know, Gordon Ramsay, the Sage Ramsay, it's not a bad name, Sage Ramsay, gets a win. And, with Ely, early?
Ely.
Ely. He wasn't happy with this with this loss, which is this like we were mentioning earlier. This is good. You could gloat. You could, you know, your frustrations of the wedge. Wins and losses matter. This what, you know, to me, that's what it shows.
Yeah.
You know, oh man, I'm lost. I'm mad. Not okay. See you next week. And then like once again, you know, we get Lander and Billy Alexander, and just going on, you know, going over the match, you know, going over, they're both disagreeing, and I don't know if this is the time when they show both of them side by side, but Billy's a big dude, or the other guy's just a smaller guy. But yeah, I was like, holy jeez, oh, they're bringing the little turkey's neck. I'm like, shut up, kid, you know, about Ramsey's cheating and how he, you know. Lander didn't see any of it and all this, but and then they explained to us that they're going back to the archives for this main event matchup.
Right, yeah, something we had talked about on the interview, that they're doing a little something STD, something totally different, and showing us an archive match from, I think they mentioned it was probably sometime in 2016, so last year. So, you know, which is very, very cool. I do kind of like that. Get to see a little history, especially if you are not familiar with their promotion.
Yeah, yeah. It just catches you up real quick with, you know, a lot of things was going on. And, you get Derek Moss wasn't the champ, but they get the guy that's most over, the guy they were promoting the most throughout the show, Derek Moss, versus the main event, Jackson. And, Casey Jackson is the title holder in this event. And, I see why this Derek Moss, he's built like, what's that kid called? Damn it. Bo Dallas. He's built like Bo Dallas. He has a similar, look and feel of Bo Dallas. But, this is a good match. I see why they put it in their archive. Excellent world title match. I liked it. You know, a lot of
people.
You know, the ref takes a couple bumps here and, you know, gets really kicked. a nice little super kick. But Jesus, Jackson wants to hold on to that title, so he uses some brass necks. Since they were promoting Derek Moss, I thought Derek Moss was going to capture the title. This is one of his, you know. So they suckered me in good on this one.
Yeah.
I was paying attention. I was like, okay, they showed him all throughout the match. This is one of his big wins that he had to overcome. And, yeah. Yeah, when he lost, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, it was a little swerve to us viewers. So I had to give him a kudos on that. That was kind of nice. So it was a good match. I enjoyed it. I did one thing that was kind of funny. I just kind of noticed out of the corner of my eye is because of the ref being kind of down and out in this match, he was barely able to make the three count. Some brand new guy just came to the ring and picked up the ref and took him to the back. That was pretty wild.
And then, like I said, another good backstage promo. Okay, for one of the guys. Okay. Derek Moss, you know, he wants to recapture his title. He's the world, you know, he's did so much in PWA, and he wants to get back to the top. You know, he's going to come back and beat him. Casey Jackson needs to back up about a couple feet.
Yeah, it's a little close.
It's really close. You can see the lights in his eyes or his sunglasses. I was like, dude, back up a little bit, man. He's just like, yeah. Like, you couldn't see his mouth. He was so close, you couldn't see his mouth. But I thought that was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right. But, all in all, I mean, you know, we're doing a quick review because of, you know, we had the interview.
Yeah, know? So we don't, like, make this, we don't want to make this episode too long. Yeah. But, you know, after that, before we get into that, you know, to, Moss and Jackson talking, doing their promos, talking about coming to PWA and their history. Alexander and Lander are back to close out the episode and to, you know, check out PWA next week. So that was very cool. So it felt like, you know, it kind of felt like a show, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Good show.
Putting in beginning, end, and middle and all that good stuff like that.
Yeah, and I like these archive matches when they throw them in. It gets me more familiar with a product. It's our first episode. Let's get some storylines. And they built every match had a storyline, and they even went back in the past to show us a storyline that's current. So that is what we like to see. Good storyline progression for the next episode to the next episode. And we're going to give these guys, all in all, what are you giving Pinfall Television episode 1 on Fight? What are you giving these guys?
Okay, all right. Well, before I get into actually giving them a number score, a couple things that I would like to see on the show, and this is just my constructive criticism.
I don't need the heat song.
I'll take the heat on it. I don't mind. But a couple things I'd like to see is I'd like to see a couple when they do their post production. Is just to add a couple of on-screen graphics, put the PWA logo, you know, bug there in the corner, things like that. You know, promote your upcoming shows, things like that. You know, maybe a banner in the background or on the ring apron, you know, something like that. Especially since we didn't really get to see the entranceway when the wrestlers came out in this particular episode. So... but the main important things, you know, number one, I keep preaching on the show, is start with sound, because if the sound isn't good, then it's going to be very hard for people to stay tuned in. Sound was great, it was mixed great, the video was vibrant, like I had said at the beginning of the review. So they're great, you know, they've got a great solid foundation. So just, you know, I'd like to see them just dress up a couple things. Just polish a couple things up. But, you know, overall, I did enjoy it. Did enjoy the interview there with Billy Alexander. So, overall here with episode number 1 of Pinfall Television, I'm going to give them, you know, just because of their wrestling and their content and all the things that they just were just totally different that we haven't really seen and anything else we've watched, I'm going to give them a 7.
And add on to what you want. I'm not no criticism for me, but a thing I like that we, you know, I know that you liked as well, bumpers in between matches. Not just a match after a match after a match.
Yeah.
They didn't have commercials, which is okay because they had a lot of stuff in between each match to, you know, let us, you know, process what had happened and not jump into the next match. So that is very cool. I mean, we discussed that with him, how we like, you know, the interaction with the wrestlers. But yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to go that high, but man, the camera work, the crowd, the camera work is awesome. Holy shoes. Only two cameras though, but when they're that high definition style, that's good. Backstage, same cameras, no, they didn't use different camera. It didn't look like the feed had changed. Like they're using back, you know, crappy cameras in the back and just the best ones up front. All around great. Great sound, you know, they didn't have to play the theme music or anything like that, but great sound. I'm up there with you, you know, you're pushing me towards a 7, so I'll stick in there with you.
Right.
I forget, you know, okay, one thing. The one little thing I did have criticism with is the basketball hoop was gone, but something else was there.
What was that?
I forget, what was that moniker of the school?
Oh, the school slogan and, you know, kind of like all the team logos.
No, the team stuff was great. The team stuff was because I couldn't really see that. So, you know, but that logo that they're saying, you know, the greatest champions is the Tiger.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It could have been distracting because, you know, you kind of wanted to read it.
Yeah.
When you're, yeah. You know, and another thing, too, that I would like to see is the hard camera that they had that was in the crowd. Get that on a platform. Get that camera elevated just a little bit more so we only get to see, you know, maybe one or two of the rows that the camera's in, when you're shooting on the ring. But you know, that's a simple fix. Maybe if they want, switch that hard camera around, put it on the bleachers and shoot the other way. Unless the other, you know, what we're not seeing what's behind the camera is not visually appealing. It's kind of hard to say what's behind, but. Maybe at least just maybe put that hard camera on a platform and just elevate it just a smidgen more. Get that so the frame of the bottom of the camera is pretty much like right on the ring apron or, you know, like I said, maybe one or two rows of the crowd. But other than that, I mean, like I said, sound first, audio, sound first and video second. That's where you go from. Everything else can be easily fixed and polished up.
Yeah, definitely. This is, you know, small things that we notice from company to company. And what are we going to get heat over next on What's on Fight?
We are going to be reviewing New European Wrestling. Wow. And that should be pretty interesting. So, quick shout out to one of our fellow podcasts on Trending Topics Network, the European Uppercut. Hey, you guys... we're going to challenge you guys to watch along and send us you guys' feedback on this, especially since it's the New European Wrestling. So, or at least I'm going to give you guys a shout-out personally. Yep, directly from Mr. Fourth Row, calling you guys out to watch.
So we're going to give our American perspective of European pro wrestling.
Exactly.
But in speaking of European Uppercut, the podcast that gives you a European perspective of all pro wrestling. We have other great, fantastic, wonderful shows that you can listen to here on the brand new Trendy Topics Network. Not looking too good, but we still have Lucha Chat, the podcast that chats all about the happenings of Lucha Underground, and that's my favorite show because it's my show. So,
and then we also have the Spanish Announce Table, the podcast that is slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge each and every week. Love those guys.
They just slapped new onto this, so I guess it's new to us, the new WrestleCast, right?
WrestleCast Live.
Oh, WrestleCast Live, that was new. Well, it is new. Maybe I didn't make a joke since it's WrestleCast Live. Maybe I'll be get a chance to get on that show. But the podcast that has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling live.
Live, yeah.
We got Wrestling Cheers. We got Hanging with Heavy. Man, NFL season is almost there. You got the draft and all that. I don't know if they cover that, but you can always just, you know, if you're subscribed, you can always know as you just listen to the NFL Easy Picks. CFL Easy Picks. Now my screen wants to mess up.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
And then we also have, non-wrestling podcasts. We have the Squabble Box. Unfortunately, I'm, sad to hear that they're winding down their regular show, but possibly a rumor of it evolving into something else. So I'm excited about that personally. So
instead of it all being squabbled, it's a regular box.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just like getting heat from everyone. All right, let's keep
going. And we also have Legends on Fire Next Round, the Eurovision Showcase, and the Tuts Experience, and it's all beer, singular, inside. And STFU.
We got so shut the fuck up. We got so much more. I get to do random podcasts here and there with my friend Mike about Vegas wrestling and the odds on wrestling and stuff like that. So, you might just catch a random episode of random people randomly talking about stuff on this network.
Exactly. So, yes. So, please subscribe to iTunes, Stitcher, whatever your favorite podcast or catcher of your choice is. And don't hesitate to even give us a 5-star review.
Yeah. And if you want to get a hold of us, it's easier than you even think, because we're everywhere and anywhere. We're on Twitter. Or What's On Fight on Twitter. We have a fight line. Yeah, if you got that much heat, dial us up. 702-907-3483. 702-907-FITE. We have a Gmail account. What's On Fight on gmail.com. We have a website, which I don't have written down. I always forget it.
So it's easy. It's whatsonfight.com.
I don't know why. It's whatsonfightpodcast.com. Whatsonfight.com.
Yeah, simple.
You can find me on Twitter. I am FinFishSCU, same as with my Gmail account. And Mr. Fourth Row, how are we finding you?
Yep, on your Twitter machine, you can find me at Mr. Fourth Row. Spell out the Mr., put a 4TH there in the middle, and end it with Row. So if you wanted to contact me on your Twitter machine, give me a little heat for this particular podcast, so I may have a little bit of heat this week. I can take it. I can handle it. And you can also email me the same at gmail.com.
And it seems like we are completely done fighting with Pinfall Wrestling Television Episode 1 and our interview with none other than Billy Alexander. How about you?
I am good as well. So that's all we have to fight about this week. So until next time, fight on.
Springfield, Illinois. I left you standing by the state house stairs. Little still annoyed, but completely unaware of anything you said. Give me pause as to what goes on inside your head. Was there something I should have seen? What exactly did you mean? Say now, nothing's worth the work it takes to stay, and it's all a mess. Yeah, it's stupid mess. Springfield, Illinois, we left you standing by the state house stairs. Oh, a little still annoyed, but completely unaware.
this thing? What exactly did you mean?